Yeah, I'm sure many of you out there are cat owners, and comedian Kevin Gildee is also a cat owner. In his latest essay for Arena, Kevin gives us a glimpse into life with a cat called Messy.
People love their cats and dogs as much as they hate the rain that can contain cats and dogs. Some people leave everything they have to their cat or dog in their will when they die. If I do that, then my cat will get himself, because he's all I got. I think some people have cats and dogs instead of having a human relationship. I think it's an easier version of living with another human. Woof, woof. No. And that's the end of this discussion. And there's nothing you can say to change my mind, which is not surprising, since you can only say woof, woof, woof. My kids wanted a dog, but I got a cat because I'm lazy. Dogs are too much work. If you go away, you have to arrange a hotel for them in your absence. You have to walk them twice a day and pick up their poop after them, for God's sake. That's why I love cats. They sort out their own toilette, just bury it under the ground, like they're burying the corpse of their food. They have a very vulnerable air about them when they go into the toilet, cats. A strange frisson of shame, an energy that suggests it's all a private function. Perhaps cats are ashamed of having to poo, it being at odds with their sophisticated, aloof, man-about-town vibe. Dogs, by contrast, would happily wear a jumper made out of their own crap. As it is, we got a cat who is a bit of a dog in that he loves affection, needs it. He's a needy as a dog. Oh, meowie. We collected him from a cat shelter. I thought, great, we're going to pick up a cat. I had the same attitude as if it was buying a bar of chocolate. No attitude, not thinking about it. But then we're sitting the other side of a desk, being interviewed like criminals in CSI. They started asking unexpectedly tough questions. Where will he sleep? How will he get out? Do you like cats? What's a cat? Spell cat. Cat nip or cat nap. Were you ever a cat in a previous life? Anyway, in the end, we got the cat. Or more correctly, the cat moved in. Then, all of a sudden, my wife and children were on holiday and I forgot that I had to go away to Glasgow for a gig that weekend. I left plenty of food in his window open. 2 days, it'll be okay, won't it? Why did I think that? Particularly since he disappeared previously in similar circumstances. I'm back on Sunday and he's gone. Nightmare. Wife and kids back in 2 weeks. He's gone again. It's my fault. I can't tell the kids. My sister did a missing cat poster. It read, "Hi, my name is Messy and I'm lost. If you see me, please ring the following number." As I put up the posters, I worried that people would read it and go, "Well, if he can write and put up his own posters, surely he can make his own way home." I thought I'd lost him for good, and I was surprised how devastated I felt. Now he's home, and how I appreciate it. And now he's driving me nuts again. I was talking to him the other night, and as he purred and rubbed his head against me, like he was trying to erase me, I said, "Are you okay?" And he answered, "I'm all right. Yeah, all right." "Why are you talking like someone from EastEnders?" I asked. "Because I'm tense." Then my wife came downstairs. "Who are you talking to?" she asked. The cat looked at her and meowed. Then he looked at me and said, "Don't say anything." I looked at her and said, "Nobody." Then looked at the cat and whispered, "I won't say anything, my friend."
Kevin Gildee on the joys of cat ownership.